The latest look at the labor market is showing that the nation's employers added 187,000 jobs last month, despite high interest rate hikes imposed by the Fed. The unemployment rate climbed to 3.8%, up 0.3% from July.
Well, joining us now is Bankrate senior economic analyst and Washington Bureau Chief Mark Hamrick. Mark, good to have you back. What are you making of this report out today?
Well, we may not be feeling it so much in the weather around the DMV, particularly over the next week, but there is a cooling in process here, and that is what's happening in the job market. And so for the last 3 months, we've averaged that addition of 130,000 jobs a month. We'll see how that fares as we get revisions in the months to come. But this latest read, 187,000 jobs, well, that was exactly what we got in the first read the month before. And the really great news here is that a lot more people entered the labor force, meaning we have more labor supply. That helped the unemployment rate to rise to 3.8%, but we also had more people working.
When you say there's a cooling happening, could you explain a little bit more about what you mean by that? Is that bad news or is that expected? What do you think?
Depends where you sit, Nick. If you're an employer who's been struggling to get people into your organization over the last few years, you're probably saying, thank goodness, things are returning to kind of a pre-pandemic condition. Depending on what kind of a sector someone is employed in or seeking work in, it really matters a lot on those specifics. And so, for example, we've seen job losses in technology and financial services, a less certain outlook in manufacturing and retailing, for example, but other areas of the economy did quite well in this reading. Healthcare, leisure and hospitality, social assistance and construction, adding more jobs. Central bankers like what they're seeing because this is more of a return to the new normal. And now the thinking is the Fed might just take a pass on raising interest rates at that meeting and announcement due September 20th.
Hey, Mark, wondering if at all we're seeing or will we ever see any direct correlation between all the remote jobs and whether or not people are being very picky, employers or potential employees, when it comes to these numbers?
Yeah, that's the subject of a survey we released at Bankrate here, and we found that 89% of workers, those either working or looking for full-time work, really do have a preference for flexibility in the workplace, meaning either a four-day work week, remote or hybrid. I think, this sort of goes into the category of offshoring work, where we had global trade agreements allowing work to move beyond U.S. shores. Now we have the ability to move people out of the office, and that ultimately is good for workers and organizations, particularly if we're all aligned on our expectations with respect to all that.
Okay, Bankrate senior economic analyst and Washington Bureau chief Mark Hamrick.